This is about my hometown.
And it's called
Embora Pobre Ela Sai, cá dentro do coração. Figueira, oh noiva do mar.
Ana Vinagre is singing along with a CD of herself. She and her husband and I are having a kind of after-hours CD listening party. The couple has had a long and successful career singing fado together in the U.S. for about 40 years, a triumph in a country that mostly doesn't even know what fado is.
Fado is life. If I'm alive, every day fado happens. This is fado. Just us having this talk about fado, this is fado.
But maybe you need a more concrete definition. Fado is a traditional style of Portuguese music. The term roughly translates as fate, and the songs are usually about some kind of high drama, songs about love, death, and longing. Female fado singers, fadistas, like Ana, traditionally wear a black mourning shawl when they perform. Ana's husband, José, says there are lots of theories on how fado developed, but he thinks it goes back to the days when Portuguese sailors would set off on journeys for years at a time.
My theory, fado starts from the moment that you depart and you begin to long your family. And that's why where fado is also known as a lament type of singing. And that's because the sailors coming back, that's the way they sang.
But it tells a story. Every fado that we say, that I sing, it tells a story. As a beginning and an end. Don't matter if it's just about the house where I was born,
the street where we live,
the smell of foods that we use, that we grow up with. We think about everything. That's why I say fado is life.
And the story of the Vinagres is like a good fado song. It's got joy and grief, and it's full of nostalgia. But first, it's a love story. They were both born in the same small fishing village in Portugal. José left to go to college in New Bedford, but came back and spent a summer touring Europe with a folk troupe Ana was performing in. Somewhere, José says, between Portugal and Geneva, he was swept right off his feet.
When I met her and I heard her singing fado, you know, I became more infatuated with her. She sang for a crowd of 2,000 people, and after she finished the song, actually I sent out a yell and the whole crowd stood up. You know, she got a standing ovation after she sang, and she was only 16.
By the next summer, they were married. Ana came to live in New Bedford, and the couple began to sing together, and they're still singing. Lately, José and Ana say there's been a change in fado music. Portuguese pop singers have started to experiment with fado, which has brought on a surge of interest in the music generally, but the Vinagres don't entirely approve.
If I try to sing some jazz song, or even if I try to sing some rock songs, it wouldn't sound right, and yet I know the songs. But I could never sound like a true rocker, because that's not me. And there are a lot of people singing fado. They're not true fado singers.
We can tell the difference. I wish people would know the difference. Some of the kids that are singing, they don't know. They just sing because somebody told them, oh, you should make a good fado singer and you should sing here. Put on this black dress, put on this shawl. I don't think you should wear a shawl until you deserve it.
Ana says you have to be born with a soul for fado, and your soul has to mature. She says her younger self wasn't a fraction of the singer that she is today.
I hadn't lived enough. I hadn't suffered enough. Not that I had a bad life. But, you know, every little smacks that you get here and there.
Bump on the road.
I left my country, even though, don't get me wrong, I love America. But every day, I think about Portugal. Every single day. I have that longing. That's why I sing.
For WCAI's Creative Life, I'm Catherine Perry.